they ended up to lose all their grips around the goodness and beauty. To everybody it was visible that one part of this globe, one country, became one of the superpowers. They didn't have anything to offer in the field of art, certainly. The only thing they had to show for was dancing, because it needs a lot of training and it's almost in sport, ballet. And beauty was lost. Why? Just because it was forbidden to talk about it really, freely. And beauty needs the freedom. Listen to this parrot. Value the freedom, because this parrot needs freedom. Freedom from what? Remember, this parrot is in me, right? It's my kingdom, everything belongs to me. So the parrot is mine. This parrot wants to be freed from what? What does this parrot miss? The other parrots, they go hungry, they could be hunted, they could be ignored, it could be rainy season, and a lot of bad stuff, right? That's wilderness. This guy is being pampered. And he's looking and appreciating the freedom. Freedom from who? Did you forget? The merchant. You. Me. The one who is thinking about business. There was nothing wrong in the basic idea of socialism. Because that's something else. But building a commune which is practical paid too much attention to practicality and forgot about the parrot inside. The silly parrot. They said, don't be silly. They didn't realize, if I cannot be silly, I may lose my interest in life. Because my interest in life is an unknown mixture to me. So I need to be silly. Because when you talk about a logical person, they say, a logical person, what is the first thing in your mind?
Business.
Honest to God, stiff, when I hear it, stiff, I will think, boring. What about that illogical person? No, just the opposite, other side of the coin. They both should exist. So, logical person is good, good. Illogical is good. Don't say this is good, that one is bad. Because that, the sickness, remember, we said, you may have a disease. It's more or less genetics. What is the first disease you have? Eye cross. Yeah. You don't understand the unity. You have double vision. So when we talk about goodness in something, you imagine the other side of it, bad. It's half and half. That's the story of this glass of water they always talk about. No way that you will show a half-filled glass of water to someone and say, what is in this cup? And the guy will say, half water, half air. Nobody will notice the air. It's always there, but you don't notice it. The parrot is the messenger. He said, listen, you have this double vision, and it's quite clear in one thing. And only one thing. What do you feel about life? You think life has some moment of happiness and some moment of sorrow? Because you are silly. Yes, there are moments of sorrow, there are moments of happiness, but don't give it down by those. There is another moment, is the moment of being in love, which is a condition better than any other, better than those two. Because you're always playing in those two and you prefer the happiness, right? First of all, if there is no sorrow, there is no happiness. So they are both there. But those are the thing in the animal life. There is something else. It's a listen, wrongdoing and well-doing, grief and joy are things that come into existence. Those who come to existence die. God is their hair. Here is not God, it's Ha. And it's a little bit more complicated. Anyhow, here right to that moment that we say something that is missing here. Poetically, you will not be agitated when I read to you, wine in ferment is a beggar suing for our ferment. Heaven in revolution is a beggar suing for our consciousness. Oh, you listen to something. But if you were familiar with the language, suddenly this is quite different. Because every Iranian has heard about it. Because this is a big claim. Somebody is standing and saying, listen, I'm making this. This is not making me. As simple as this. I said, and when I get drunk, drunkenness comes out of me, not the wine. If I'm not here, there is no drunkenness in the wine. Look at me. This is not me. I'm the one who is making this appear to you. Pay attention to that. That's where almost we left it. Because the next paragraph talked about the guy who is back and who has transferred the message back and forth, and suddenly the parrot is dead. What does it mean the parrot is dead? Do you remember how did it happen? Suddenly he fell down and died. And the guy, in surprise, actually was talking, and Rumi gave all this to you. This is one of the best tricks of Rumi. Actually, I'm working on something, it looks a little bit funny. I don't know if I ever finish it or not. I started to tell you to put all these titles, as a, simplified it to become a short sentence. And I tried to write another short sentence beside it, which is the essence of this paragraph, in a way. And it's not that difficult, because mainly you could cheat. And the cheating is to find one verse, which normally you could, because this genius is talking about this parrot and that silly mice and an elephant playing their checker. One verse will say something else. I'm taking it out, and when you read them, you will find one line of thinking, which has nothing to do with the stories. Nothing. Which is a direct talk to you, as a peer will do. Imagine a peer sitting down and will tell you this, that listen. With listen, I mean listen to the meaning. And this listening is something in you, but is not discovered yet. And when somebody will discover that dimension, that someone will become other. And these are three sentences. Two are talking in one story, the other one is talking about one side story. And you will see these lines, because that's what he wanted to give you. He doesn't want you to enjoy yourself with the story of the parrot. He's giving you the message, right? Through the merchant here, we saw all the sorrow and the shock of a merchant who is stupid, but good and lucky. Why do I say that? He was stupid because he cannot see what's going on. Actually, he is being saved, right? But he doesn't understand it. Why? Because he's a merchant. And as a merchant, he lost something. He doesn't know that he should lose something to gain something. But he's the merchant. Lost is bad. I had a parrot, the parrot is not alive anymore. That's all he sees. He doesn't think about what's happening when these parrots send that message, what the love letter, what is this kind of reaction to a love letter? No. He's talking about complaining. That's where Rumi translated and transformed this complaint to some explanation and said, listen, I'm not complaining. If I want to talk about him, I talk like this. Then he came back to the story. This last paragraph, he said, you know what? No matter what I'm talking about, you should try. Your entire life should be dedicated to this. Because I'm not talking about having something. I'm talking about becoming something, transformation, and this transformation is your life. Therefore, in this way, be you ever scrapping and scratching until the last breath. And with the last breath, I mean the next one. Because there is no guarantee. This was the last thing he said. Now we are, in the story, we arrive in the moment of action. What is this action we are going to see? Maybe today, a little bit about the details. We'll do them, we'll jump. Suddenly, something will happen here. It's very sudden, right? Unexpected. You know what will happen? The guy will throw out the parrot. Then, the parrot is alive and blah, 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 all that. What is this? This is that magical moment. Magical moment that's happening because of the parrot, right? Or because of the merchant? No, because of the parrot. Merchant is the silly one, right? But merchant is the owner, right? Merchant is the boss. And if he doesn't do anything, nothing should happen, right? He should do something. He should free the parrot, and he will, without knowing it. Because throwing out of the cage is something parrot needed, right? Now he, with the delusion of the parrot, dead parrot, will do it. That's how it happens. A lover will do good without knowing it even. Because that's what the line is all about. The merchant will throw out the parrot is now is a free parrot. Means you jump on the tree. Then, oh, if you were the storyteller, suddenly the parrot will fly to India, right? Good for me, you are not the storyteller, because that's not how it happens. The parrot doesn't disconnect here. That connection doesn't mean disconnection. The parrot stays back to give a hint to the merchant, because merchants should follow. Means if I try and I become enlightened, then my merchant part should follow this path and become an honest merchant, a better one. Merchant will not be killed. Merchant should be saved. Everybody should be saved. All part of me should be saved. And that will happen with one parrot out of the cage. Cage is what? Rumi made sure that no one, not even me, can misinterpret.